So we're just going to relax and breathe now. Relax and breathe and remember that we are loved. Relax and breathe and remember that each of us have an inner being that attends to us in every moment of all of time. We are always heard. We are always listened to. We are always watched and uplifted and supported. We are always loved. And yesterday, Abraham did a workshop from Seattle on 8/10/13. And there was a particular interaction that they had that spoke to me powerfully and personally. And so I want this meditation to be about sharing their interaction and what this interaction means to me personally. And so yesterday a young man sat down in the hot seat and said, "Sometimes I call your name in my thoughts. Do you ever hear me?" And Abraham replied, "Every time." And then someone shouted out from the audience that they didn't hear the question. And Abraham said, "Now that's funny. You got to admit, that's funny." And Esther adjusted the microphone. And the hot seat person repeated his question. He said, "My question was, sometimes I call out your name in my thoughts. Do you ever hear me?" And you said, "Yes." And Abraham said, "We didn't say yes. We said, every time." Every time. They hear us every time. Whether we call the name Abraham or Source or Spirit or God or Love or Krishna, doesn't matter. The way we are attended to, we are heard every time. We are called forward every time. We are loved every single time. And the reason it touches my heart so deeply is that on July 1st, 2011, I wrote a conversation with my guide, the Beloved, that is entitled, "Every Time." And I always start my conversations with him by saying, "Hi, B," which means, "Hi, Beloved." And they say, "Hi, C," which means, "Hi, Connie." And I said, "Wow, I'm rusty at writing. Feels odd to be here today with my notebook." And they said, "Waiting to write until you're inspired is a good thing. What inspired you to want our dialogue in writing today? You know we are here with you all the time, whether you are writing or not." And I said, "Yes, I do know that, B. In fact, that's what inspired me. I was at the pool a few days ago. When I got there, a little girl was paddling around the children's area. Her mom was nearby. They stayed for a little while, and then I was alone with the lifeguards. It had rained the night before, so the water was cool. And I sat for a while reading before I got up to swim my laps. The lifeguards had been chatting together at the table, but as soon as I moved toward the pool, Dimitri, the young Bulgarian guard, jumped up and climbed the guard stand. He stayed there for the half hour I was swimming. When I came out of the pool, he was climbing down. I said to him, 'Thank you for watching over me.' And he replied, 'Every time.' Oh, I had thrill bumps every time." And he said it with confidence, commitment, and shining integrity. And in his clarity, I felt like I had heard you, Beloved, speak with a human voice. Every time you watch over us, every time you witness every moment of our lives, we are wrapped in the glory and wonder of your love every time." They said, "You do get it. That's absolutely right. There is never a moment when we are not here. We attend to each of you. You are all loved, supported, and supplied every time. I'm just breathing that in deeply in this moment, beloved. Right now, I am loved, supported, and supplied. And our conversation went on, but this feeling was the same as the conversation yesterday with Abraham. The hot seat person said, "Sometimes I call your name in my thoughts. Do you ever hear me?" And Abraham said, "Every time." And the hot seat person repeated the question, "Sometimes I call out your name in my thoughts. Do you ever hear me?" And you said, "Yes." And Abraham said, "We didn't say yes. We said every time. Every time." And so we connect with that feeling of being loved, of being connected, of being safe, of being at home, of being witnessed in our lives every time. Abraham lets us know that we are loved, that we are adored. We have this remarkable inner being that adores us, that helps us, that orchestrates our experience every time. And sometimes in our lives, we feel something going wrong, but it's not actually something going wrong. It's something going right from a broader perspective. And we can't see it in the moment, but every time, it's something going right from a broader perspective. And so we begin to relax. We begin to breathe. We begin to feel the ease and grace and power of being loved every time. There is no time ever that we are alone in this life. And Abraham then was talking a lot about the high-flying disc yesterday, and being on the high-flying disc. And one of the hot seat persons said, "It's sort of lonely in that place." And this was what Abraham said about that. "We promise you that it isn't lonely on the high-flying disc. The feeling of loneliness is not being on that high-flying disc. When you are on that high-flying disc, you are making things happen in the world, the likes of which you have not yet imagined. When you are consistently on that high-flying disc, you consistently find yourself rendezvousing with others who are too. The synergy of that is what equals the mastermind, that equals those pathways that open, which is what equals you finally living your life in the way you've intended to live it. You're supposed to feel robust. You're supposed to feel invincible. You're supposed to feel strong and sure-footed. You're supposed to feel eager about life. You're supposed to feel engaged. You're supposed to feel interest. You're supposed to like the thoughts you think. You're supposed to adore the world you live in and the others who share that world with you. It's not your job to take everyone in all of their variety and love every single thing that they're living. No, it's your job to tune yourself to the frequency of what you have chosen so that what comes through your pathway to you, into your realization, you see, that's what comes through. And as you play this, I'm going to get on this high-flying disc game now, this morning. For a little while, you begin to feel confidence in your own ability to focus. Then you'll reach the place Esther came to the other day when she said, 'Abraham, I refuse to accept it if I fall off my high-flying disc, that I have to wait until tomorrow to get back on it, because I like being on it. I can focus wheel myself back, I can meditate myself back, but as of now,' she shouted at the beach to anyone who could hear, 'I'm not going to tolerate being on less than this high-flying disc. There's just no point in putting up with that less than high-flying disc now that I know what to do. There's just no point in being so lazy that I don't access who I really am and apply it in every moment. That was your plan. Yeah. Yeah. So yesterday in Seattle, on 8/10/13, Abraham said so many rampages of good-feeling things, reminding us that we are loved, supported, and supplied every time, and that when we don't feel good, it's because we're splitting our own energy. And so they had several quotes about splitting energy, and when we're not feeling good, it's because we're splitting energy. And we think that not good feeling comes from somewhere else. And this is what Abraham said about that. You think as you're looking out into the world and witnessing things that it's the unwanted things happening to you and to others that is the reason for you're not feeling good. But we want to explain to you that it isn't the things that are happening to you that are causing you to feel the way you're feeling. It's your own split energy. And your split energy is controllable by you. So many times you don't feel good, not because something has happened, but because you're nervous about something happening. Or because not because something has happened, but because you're remembering something that has happened. Where the majority of time you now experience is a perfectly good opportunity for you to be in alignment with all that you are. And not just sort of good, but really, 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 really good. So you begin to accept that the negative emotion is the indicator of the split energy. And the split energy is the only thing that bothers you. So how do we stop splitting our energy? We start remembering that Abraham is listening to us every time. That we are always loved, supported, and supplied. And we relax and we trust. And we remember that even when it looks confusing or upsetting or difficult, that it's really just something working out from a broader perspective. Our inner being is always orchestrating the next rendezvous to take us to where we most want to go. I used to say, I trust that my inner being always takes me from where I am now to where I most want to be, by the shortest route. But the shortest route doesn't always go through the nicest neighborhood. Well, now I spend more time in nice neighborhoods because I'm more consistently in that place of being at a higher energy vibration. But even now, I find myself slipping on that high-flying disc, as Esther spoke about. But I know I don't have to stay there. I know I have a choice. I can always tune myself back to love, to feeling loved, to being loved, to loving, to appreciating, to remembering the good things about life, to seeing the beauty, to knowing my own power. We are blessed, and as we begin to recognize it and appreciate it and know it and own it and feel it, we fly on that high-flying disc more often. And yesterday, in talking to a woman who was experiencing empathy with another's feelings that dominated her own guidance system, Abraham said, stop saying that. Don't ever say that again. Say things like, that used to happen to me, but now I am the creator of my own reality and I am hardwired to the frequency of my inner being. And feeling good is who I am. That's what's natural to me. And it is my powerful intention to practice that so steadily, so chronically, so solidly, that that is who I am. In fact, I would like everyone I know to have to be empathic to my high-flying emotions. I'm going to do such a good job of practicing it and being there and feeling it that I'm just radiating it. I'm oozing it. And anybody that comes into my vicinity is going to feel it. I'm going to be known as the good-feeling girl. Because everywhere I go, people around me come into my vibrational vicinity. My vibration is dominating. My vibration is dominating. My vibration is dominating. Me and my inner being, me and my source. Oh, the energy that creates worlds is what's flowing through me. I am powerful, invincible, a creative being with pure positive energy flowing through me. I'm flying high because I choose to. I'm flying high because I choose to. We are all a choice. We are empowered to focus. We are empowered to focus. We choose our focus. And we can focus on being loved every time. Of being heard every time. Of being answered every time. Brings tears to my eyes when I say it every time because I feel the truth of it so powerfully. I feel the love that surrounds us and supports us and adores us and guides us through our powerful emotions every time. Every time. And we get to choose. We get to decide. And the last quote I transcribed from Abraham this morning from the workshop in Seattle on 8/10/13 was where they said, you know that feeling of indecisiveness? I sort of want to do that, but maybe I should do that. And these people want me to do this, but I sort of have an obligation to those people. And I'm not sure how they would feel if I did this. And you just keep yourself in that fitful place all the time. And can you imagine that with replacing that with the feeling of clarity which says, this is what I'm going to do. And everybody will align with it or not, but this is what I'm going to do. When you are decisive, you feel good. When you are concluded, you feel good. And it's not because you're selfishly satisfying yourself at the expense of other people that maybe would like you to be doing something different. It's that you don't have split energy. It's not having split energy that equals joy. It's the absence of split energy which you can control. But you've got to practice yourself into that control. It's not just going to happen to you. Because what's going to happen to you is the result of all that you've been flowing, the points of attraction, the pathways you've carved out that are bringing things to you all the time. So you want it, but I want it, but with that but, you hold yourself unnecessarily in split energy. And split energy feels like overwhelmment. Split energy feels like confusion. Split energy feels like others are unhappy with me. Split energy feels like I'm unhappy with others. What you want to have is alignment. And we submit to all of you that you can be there every waking moment of every day. If just for 30 days you practice getting on that high-flying disc. Later that retracted it. They retracted that a little bit because the girl in the hot seat said, thank you, I can do this. And Abraham said, you do it all the time. Well, you don't do it all the time. You do it a lot of the time. You do it enough of the time that it will be easy for you to do it more of the time. And you'll never do it all of the time because you want to have some step one moments. Step one moments where you're clarifying by experiencing what's unwanted so you can know what's wanted. And then returning by choice to that good feeling place of remembering that you are listened to, that you are answered, that you are loved every time, every single time. There is no moment of your life when you are not attended to and adored. returning to that place of peace now, returning to that centering home within, the place where you know you are loved, where you know you are attended to, where you know you are witnessed and watched and appreciated and adored. Returning home to that high-flying disc that is the frequency of your inner being, the frequency of your source, the frequency of the energy that creates worlds flowing through you. Because you are that good-feeling girl or boy, you are the one. You have chosen to be here. You have chosen this wonderful life that you are living. And you are divine. You are beautiful. You are free. You are clear. And you are loved. You are love. You are loving. So just breathe and relax. Breathe and relax and remember that the rampages of good-feeling things that Abraham does are happening within you all of the time. There is never a time when Source is not listening to you. There is never a time when Source is not speaking to you. And as you tune to that high-flying disc and listen, you'll hear the love. You'll feel the love. You'll know the love. And you'll be the love of the energy that creates worlds flowing into the world as you. You are that. You are. I am that. I am. We are loved. We are love. Every time. And so it is.